The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Welcome back to the show, and thanks, as always, for joining us. Great to be here. Got a great show for you planned today. I'm still going to call him a special guest. He gets irritated whenever I call him a special guest. But we've got Dory Monson, our most well-known client, joining us for a little in-studio discussion. And, of course, we're going to get to the market update, which is pretty interesting, to say the least. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the markets this week, but wow, what a run. And we'll get into that in a second. Also, want to bring back an old segment that I am going to pound the table on. Figure of speech. You know, I might actually pound. It could happen. I'm laughing. Whenever I say stuff like that, the producer starts laughing. And I'm feeling lively today. And for those of you out there wondering what in the world is going on in the markets, I'm not feeling lively because I'm celebrating markets higher. I mean, hey, we're making money, so it's not a bad thing. But no, I'm just upbeat. I think there's so much to talk about. So we're going to bring back an old segment, the dirtiest word in finance. And this is what I'm going to pound the table on, because what we've been talking about for a long time is happening, and so many people are sleeping on it, and it's not what you think it is. If you've heard the show before, you know I'm not one of these guys telling you that the stock market's going to 100,000, which, by the way, we're hearing increasingly more calls for that. There is almost not a bearish person left in sight. And I love that. And people go, well, you're a bear. No, I'm not. And we'll get into that later, right? We're going to have a segment about bear and bull, okay? And we're going to define it and definitions and all that other kind of stuff. But like I said, dirtiest word in finance. Want to talk about something that is really poignant that everybody needs to pay attention to, because it is the secret killer in your portfolio. Okay, it really is. And some people that recognize that secret killer in their portfolio, they are doing precisely the wrong thing about it. Okay? And as always, guys, this stuff is not... obviously, you can tell this isn't scripted, right? This is not a ploy to get you to call in and use us. This is stuff you can do on your own. All right? And I just... some free advice from me to you. The other thing we're going to talk about, want to discuss oil again, have a commodity discussion in general. Gold, we'll discuss that as well. That'll be part of the commodity discussion. The other thing we want to talk about is international investment. Okay, that's something that we haven't talked about maybe at all. And I want to talk about how international investment marries up with inflation. Okay, so some very important things. But okay, so that's enough about what we're gonna talk about. Let's get right into the market update. Wow. Hey, for those of you out there that think this market is a joke, you got a lot of reasons to think that. But even you've got to sit back and kind of sit there and go, wow, right? I will fully admit, if you guys have listened to the show before, or maybe you do regularly, this is this is blowing me away. It's pretty crazy. Markets are just ripping. And when I say ripping, I mean they haven't gone up like this in this manner over this long a period of time, maybe once or twice in history. Okay, it is ripping. There is zero volatility. There is zero fear. Fear and greed indexes, which measure whether people are fearful or greedy, at all-time highs. Valuations, all-time highs. For those of you out there that talk about forward PEs, that's a joke. Okay, forward PEs. I was laughing with a CEO of a company who I was with last night, smaller local company, and he was asking me about the difference between forward PEs, and I said, "Look, forward PEs are projections. Current PE, price to earnings ratios, are what's happened in the past." And I said, "When you're trying to sell something, you talk about forward PEs. When you want to buy something, you talk about actual PEs, right?" So when you hear everybody pitching the whole forward PE thing, it's nonsense. Just throw it out the window. The bottom line is, anybody that tells you that these markets are not at all-time highs or close to it in terms of valuations across the board, they're out of their mind. Does that mean they can't go higher? Absolutely not. We have never called for a crash. We don't believe in market timing. But whew, we are in rarefied air, people. So even, like I said, even those of you out there that are negative on it, I get it. And listen, my heart is with you, okay? Because there is a lot of negative stuff out there. And let's remind ourselves, I think it's important for reality, right, in these moments, because everywhere you look, it's, oh, the Dow, this is the perfect time to invest. And 20 years from now, you know the market's going to be way higher. Okay, let's take a breath and throw some rationale in there, okay? There's a reason why Warren Buffett is sitting on the biggest amount of cash in the history of Berkshire Hathaway, okay? There is a reason why Seth Klarman, who's considered Warren Buffett Jr., one of the greatest value investors of our time, only reason you guys haven't heard of him is because he's not a public guy. He manages about 35, I want to say 40 billion. His firm's named Baupost Capital. The guy has put up Warren Buffett-like returns. One of the only hedge funds that's actually grown in the last 3 or 4 years. He's in 42% cash in his portfolio. Okay, those guys are value guys. That will tell you exactly what we're discussing now. Why do they have record amounts of cash in their balance sheet? Because things have never been more expensive. Yet, let's note that more than half of their assets are still invested. Why? Because they know exactly what I know, and that is, now they know more. I'm not saying that I'm that good. I think Jerry liked that. You like that, right? The admission of ignorance. But they see the same thing I do. And that's just, we just want to take a breath. We just want to take a break and get some perspective, right? Just because it's going up, guys, does not mean it's not expensive. Okay? It is, oh man, pretty amazing. But again, this is a lesson for those of you out there, right? And you hear people saying it. This is why we don't time the market. Okay? Now, maybe we get conservative, which we have over the last year and a half, 2 years. But we still stay exposed, right? Look at Warren Buffett. Quarter of Berkshire Hathaway's total assets are sitting in cash right now. He's not trying to time the market. He's just pulling back the reins. He's got a very conservative posture. One of the most conservative postures he's ever had. Same with Seth Klarman. Not trying to time the market. Just things are really expensive. So they want to be cautious, okay? And fight that human instinct. Remember, as things go higher in price, they inherently become less attractive. You got to remind yourself of that, okay? It doesn't mean we want to time it, like I just said, but it just means that we should proceed with caution, okay? Another thing that we want to watch, guys, and something that I'm really paying attention to, and we're going to get into later, international markets. Japan is ripping. Not many people are talking about that. The Japan stock market is ripping, and I believe it just broke through to, oh, shoot, Jerry, you should know this. For those of you that don't know, Jerry's the faithful producer. He's the guy that makes the magic happen here behind the mic. But Japan is breaking through, I want to say, 20-year doldrums. It's either 20 or 25 years. China is really starting to go, not as aggressively as Japan. Europe. The FTSE index in Europe, that is breaking out of a 10, 12 year kind of rut. Prices are going up. And if you go back to, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did a segment on inflation. And if you didn't hear it, go back to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and hop on our iTunes store. Because I want to say something right now, maybe a little controversial, but what you're seeing, guys, in the market right now, what you're seeing is really the beginning of inflation starting to ramp up. Okay, now I'm not talking like, you know, hyperinflation, right? I'm not talking about Zimbabwe. What I'm saying is you're seeing inflation starting to spark. And for a while, if it can stay contained, that's going to be a good thing. And that's when we've got to start looking in periods of time like right now. Everybody's talking Facebook. Everybody's talking JP Morgan and the banks. Everybody's talking Apple. Everybody's talking tech. Look at the top of the S&P 500. I want to say 6 out of the top 10 companies, 7 out of the top 10 companies, biggest companies in the world are tech companies. Okay. The gains going forward are not going to be as big in that space. All right. What we want to be looking at right now is the sector that nobody's touching, that's still really beaten down. And we're starting to turn our eye, guys, to the commodity space, to timber, to copper, to lime, because you cannot have prices keep climbing like this without that inflation picking up. And that is the one part of the economy over the last 9 years that has yet to go. So that's really something we want to watch. Remember, we always want to be in the places where everybody else says, yeah. If everybody's talking about how great it is, caution, right? That's the number one rule of investing. We want to go to where the value is. And one of the tough things about that is to go where the value is. You got to have some, there's got to be fear in that area, right? There's got to be pessimism. Warren Buffett, we want to be fearful when others are greedy and greedy where others are fearful. Okay, nobody in the tech sector, nobody investing in tech is fearful. It's greed. Okay, a lot of people are fearful about commodities. A lot of people are fearful about gold. Doesn't mean we want to overload in there. But what I'm saying is that you're going to start watching that come to life. You're going to start seeing people talk about Dr. Copper again. You're going to see that stuff go up. It's already started. Okay, so we want to keep an eye on that. But anyway, that's it for the market update. Just wow. If you've stayed disciplined, if you haven't tried to time the market, congratulations. You're realizing the reason why we don't do that now. However, warning, that doesn't mean you don't need to be thinking about being conservative, right? We want to sell when things are high. They've never been higher. Doesn't mean we sell everything, doesn't mean we time, but it means let's take our gains. Let's realize some profits here. So anyway, got a great show coming up for you. Got Dory coming up in a couple segments, right, Jerry? He'll be with us in the next few segments. Not sure exactly where. We got to wait on him. But yeah, we've got a great show coming up. As always, guys, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can talk to me directly on the phone. We can talk to you exactly how we are lowering client fees drastically. We are drastically reducing risk to the stock market. Yet, we're still exposed and we're still typically outgaining the normal, 60-40, 70-30 type portfolio. And we'll show you exactly how we do it. Decrease risk and increase upside. You can give us a call. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, go to our iTunes page, listen to all the different segments. You should really listen to last week's segment too. An Hour with Mark Yusko, manages almost $3 billion for Morgan Creek Capital. Brilliant guy. Talked about the Buffett bet that he and Warren Buffett were going to make and Warren backed out. But anyway, go listen to that. Don't listen to what I have to say. Go listen to what Mr. Yusko has to say. Anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to get into all those topics we discussed, including having Dory. So stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for joining us. And I realized something. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that it is somebody very special to me. It's their birthday today, my lovely wife, Samel. Happy birthday, sweetheart. And if you've ever met my wife, the first thing you'd probably say is, what's wrong with her? Why did she marry him? And for those of you that don't know, my wife is my partner. She runs the operations at Bulwark. Invaluable. She's a Washington girl through and through, and she was Miss Washington in 2000, went to the Miss America contest. I know. How did I get her? She's got very bad eyesight. that's my explanation. But and she also got her MBA from the University of Washington. She's an incredible woman and the mother to my three kids, and I don't know where I'd be without you, and I wish you a very happy birthday, and here's to another great year. So anyway, I had to say that. She's one of the biggest reasons why I'm here. So but anyway, let's get into the rest of the segment here. Want to have a conversation about inflation. We've talked about it before, but why this is poignant is because and we've talked about this. Are valuations high? Yes. In a lot of ways, they've never been higher, right? We provided you all the information. That's it's really not up for debate. The only time people can sit there and talk about valuations not being crazy, the one number they can cite is forward PE earnings. And that means earnings that they expect to happen next year. And a lot of guys I really respect, Dan Loeb, who runs a hedge fund, brilliant investor, great track record. He was talking about forward PE ratios and how the market's not that high if you look at that aspect. And I couldn't disagree with him more. I think a lot of guys that have had a better track record than he is disagree with him. They're high. They're astronomically high. They're nosebleed high. But here's the flip side. They can keep going higher. Expensive things can keep getting more expensive. And one of the biggest reasons for it should be no secret by now, we've talked about it a lot, is central banks. All this money is starting to break loose now. Okay, that's what you're watching, this big run-up. It's not the only thing, but you're watching the animal spirits, right? And there are some decent things going on in the economy. I don't want to poo-poo that, right? There's regulations are being cut and things like that, and you know, it's good. Okay, but we can't forget the fundamentals, right? The United States has the highest level of debt when you compare it to its GDP in history. Stock valuations are at one of, if not the highest levels in history. The only thing we can compare them to is 1929, 1999. Interest rates are at record lows. Corporate debt is 35% bigger than it was in the height of the 2007 real estate mania. Consumer debt is now solidly above the height it reached in 2007. Home prices are above. Bonds are above. Everything's right. Okay, so the one thing I will say, and this is something that I have wrestled with for the last 8 years, on a valuation basis, on an actual underlying health of the economy and health of the markets, it does not look good when you use traditional historic comparisons, okay? And don't get me confused. It's not good. And I will still tell you this, and I will stick to my guns. This will not end well. It just won't. Unless you believe we can print our way to prosperity, this won't end well. However, how long could it go on? A long time, right? Which is why we're not trying to time markets. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it's why we're not trying to time markets. The other interesting thing is that the Fed all along has admitted they want to spur inflation. The reason they say that is because inflation is, in their view anyway, lockstep with growth. As the economy is growing, asset prices are going up. And because asset prices are increasing in value, that increases, right? If a house goes from $500,000 to $700,000, all of a sudden $700,000 of value shows up. And you, right, that's real money. You can sit there and say, hey, my net worth went up by $200,000. And that's correct. Right. But if you cash that out, all of a sudden that money that wasn't there is released into the economy. Okay. That is starting to happen. And that's, I think, is what's driving stock market prices now more than anything. But I want to warn you something. I want to warn you about something. Okay. We look at the top of the S&P. We look at all these different indexes. Everybody knows Facebook. Everybody in their look at the top of the index. Pull up the S&P 500. Look at the top seven stocks. I believe maybe it's six of the top 10. It's all tech. Okay? I'm telling you that if this keeps running and this is indeed inflation, which I'm virtually positive it is, that's not going to continue to lead. And if we want to look at one of the most beaten down sectors in the entire stock market, again, I'm not making endorsements, no investment recommendations here. If you want those, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Okay, not doing that. Don't get me in trouble here. But I will say, if you look to the most underappreciated part of the markets, it's materials. And why? Because inflation has been so subdued. But here it comes, guys. It's coming. It doesn't mean it's going straight up. Like I said, not a recommendation. But we need to start looking at what we're invested in. We need to start taking gains out of these sectors that everybody has been riding. Pull up a portfolio of somebody that's had a good performing portfolio. Pull it up. Go to the average retail investor. Ask them what their top five stocks are. I bet you 9 out of 10 people, and I'll make this bet with you because I talk to people every single day, they're loaded down in tech. Everybody's in it. Okay, we've pushed that one almost to the end of the runway. I am telling you that there is a sea change going on right now. And inflation is coming into the market. So we want to start making sure, again, diversification. Do we have proper exposure to that? Have we taken a good amount of gains on the whole tech side of things? Right? Not telling us to get in or get out, not telling you to sell everything. But this is, guys, when things are great, like they are now, it's a beautiful time to rebalance, revisit what you're doing, make sure your risk amounts, you know, your exposure is correct for what you're trying to do. Make sure that you've got exposure, that you're not too concentrated in one sector. Because the long-awaited inflation they're talking about, it's picking up. Yields on bonds are going up. It's happening. And if you want to talk about it and how to invest and how to plan for that, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. And take Dory's advice. Get the booklet. Learn about it. Doesn't mean you have to do business with us, but everybody, like I said, don't be sitting in bonds, guys. Don't be sitting in bonds. A lot of you are going to be pretty upset that you did. In fact, next segment, we're going to talk about another way that this whole inflationary story is going to play out. And it's a way that, again, I see it all the time. Investors don't have enough exposure to it. They've gotten too concentrated here in the U.S. International. Do you have good international exposure? Because right now in the United States, not only, you know, is it the best market and economy in the world? Yes. But it's also the most overvalued. And as this inflation takes off, it's going to light on fire these other foreign economies. You go look at Japan. Go look at the FTSE index. Go look at China. That whole one belt, one road thing. Maybe you don't know about it, but I'm telling you, we need to make sure that you also have that international exposure in your portfolio. Okay, it's got to be part of your diversification. We don't just keep putting, you know, just because we've rolled red 10 times in a row doesn't mean it's coming up red the next time. Right? A little roulette reference there in Dory's honor. So anyway, stick with us. We're going to talk about international, how it plays into this whole inflation story and how you need that in your portfolio. And that ties right into our KTTH listeners question of the week. So if you want to hear that, stick with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Final segment today. It always goes so fast. But this goes right into our question of the week from a KTTH listener that asked, so I've heard you guys talk about inflation. Does that mean that we need to buy gold, or what does that mean we need to do? Great question, first of all. Okay, inflation, unlike what a lot of people believe, inflation has many different faces and many different names, meaning it can cause a lot of strange things. One of the things you're seeing in the stock market right now is inflation. You're starting to see the animal spirits take over, and all that liquidity, all that money created by the Fed and other governments, almost $20 trillion of printed money by governments around the world in the last 8 or 9 years, you're starting to see that start to get a little more aggressive. And that money is chasing fewer and fewer financial assets, okay? Which, if you think about it, is a form that is inflation. We always tie inflation to bread and fuel and things like that, because usually money that's being created is poured into the normal economy. This time, through the Fed, thank you very much, which is one of the reasons we've got the biggest spread between the rich and the poor since 1927, or the biggest spread in the rich and the poor since 1927. Excuse me, get a little ahead of myself. But the Fed's whole stimulus deal, it was directed purely at financial markets. Banks and rich people benefited the most from it. Okay? So that money is really starting to break loose, and it's chasing financial assets. But what we're seeing in home prices and other things is that inflation is really starting to take off, because no copper mines have been built. Nobody's increased, you know, timber and you know, timber stores for new homes. Nobody's been increasing zinc mines, because all the materials, right, copper or iron ore, nobody's been interested in the last 8 years, because there's been no growth. And those are actually some of the only sectors we can look at that look relatively cheap. And so if we're talking about inflation, should gold be a part? Yeah, you guys have heard me say it before. I'm a firm believer that virtually everybody, not everybody, but virtually everybody could benefit over the long run from having somewhere between 5 to 10% gold holdings in their portfolio. Some people more. But that's not the only way, right? We also, there's two things, and I tease this. The materials that we've already talked about, and also international markets. Now, why are international markets a play? Well, first of all, international markets have higher rates of growth. We look at China, right? As the U.S. picks up here, and as that inflation starts gripping, it's always going to be exacerbated or magnified in less developed markets. The China's of the world, the Singapore's of the world, places in South America. And those markets, those stock markets and those asset prices look very cheap compared to here in the United States. So again, this is a great time to ensure that we're properly diversified. No matter how bad it's been, we want exposure to materials, building, you know, think what the stuff that it takes to build a house, pipes, copper, zinc, all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure that's part of a diversified portfolio. We always also want to make sure, like I was just saying, that we've got global exposure. Okay, because here's the deal. These markets like the Nikkei, the Hang Seng, which is the Hong Kong, the Nikkei is Japan, the FTSE in Europe, they're breaking out of really long, I'm talking like 10, 15 year downtrends. Japan, I think it's 20. And I believe that is, you're seeing inflation really take hold, okay? And it also benefit, you know, it's also a good idea to have that exposure, because those markets are cheaper here in the United States. And I'm just going to tell you guys right now, okay? You've been watching 20% annualized gains over the last 9 years in the S&P. That is not going to continue. Put it, take it to the bank. Could it go for another year? Could it go for another two? Sure. But it's going to slow down. I'm not predicting a crash. I'm just saying, this is a beautiful time. I've said this before. Beautiful time to rebalance your portfolio. Make sure that your exposure to risk is where it should be. Make sure that you're properly diversified. And you can do all of that by giving us a call or getting the booklet or meeting with us. Or maybe it's just a 15-minute conversation with me over the phone. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We'll do a risk review, consultation, not going to try to strong arm you into an appointment or anything like that. But we'll be able to show you, how are we lowering clients' fees, which is a big deal, right? How are we improving performance? And also, how are we minimizing or shrinking risk, shrinking exposure? How do we position a portfolio so it accomplishes all your needs, generates the growth that you're looking for, but also in the event, and it's not if, it's when, but in the event that these markets take a nasty downturn, that it's no big deal, that it doesn't rock your retirement plan, that it doesn't delay your retirement, that it doesn't end your retirement and have to get another job. Remember, we want to be fearful when others are greedy, and I'm not advocating fear, but I'm just saying, want to be cautious when others are greedy? They've never been more greedy, guys. Everything's at all-time highs. And if we do that, that will enable us to be greedy when everybody else is fearful, which will happen. Just a reminder out there to you home gamers, markets don't go up forever. Trees don't grow to the sky, right? So anyway, but yeah, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio website at knowyourriskradio.com. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you, answer some questions, and tell you the different approaches that we're taking, the different things we're doing to protect our clients. And like I said, it's not about running and hiding. It's about improving your performance, just taking less risk and doing it. And spending less money. And we're going to talk about a couple of those things coming up in the next segment. We got Dory, the voice of Seattle, I call him. He's coming up and joining us in the next segment. And we're going to talk about the dirtiest word in investing. Because one of the biggest things I get is this kickback about the dirtiest word in investing, annuity. We're not talking income annuity, not the traditional kind that you think. Be open-minded. But I wanted to hear you, have you guys hear from Dory. Because Dory and I have spent an enormous time going over these things. It's actually how we first started talking. And I'm just telling you, virtually every client I sit down with could benefit from having this product or one of these products, depending on the one. Look, don't just, it's not a blank endorsement for these things. But there are products called fixed index annuities that can be very, very powerful tools inside of your portfolio. And they can actually make you more money. It's not snake oil. And Dory and I are going to talk about it. You can hear it straight from him. So it's not just some voice on the internet. You know, Dory's done his homework. He and I have gone over these things. So stick with us. You can hear that conversation coming right back up. Got to take a quick break. As always, you can call us at 866-779-RISK. Visit the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. Listen, go to our iTunes webpage, hear all of our conversations and segments we've done over the years. And we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show, and look what the cat drug in. Here he is. Yeah.
Rat. A rat today.
Oh, I never know how you're going to enter the conversation. I'm always, the spontaneity. It's part of being a professional broadcaster.
Yes, that's correct. Zach, I'm interested that you observed that spontaneity.
Oh man. I want to talk a little bit about what we were just talking about off air, the whole Seattle chasing. I don't want to blow your segment or anything. Not that anybody's, I think this is going to air past that or after that.
But, yes.
This whole, is it the Seattle City Council? Is that really the issue here as far as chasing business out of this city and out of this area?
We are in a wondrous economic time. And so they are doing all of these fundamentally anti-business, anti-capitalist things. $15 an hour is one of them. A Seattle City Councilwoman just last week proposed a head tax for the top 10 grossing businesses. Grossing. So they could be making not a penny in profits, but they'd have to pay $100 per head. And they say they want to take that money and use it to fight homelessness. So Amazon would be one of the companies that would be targeted with that. And you look at what's going on around the country where you have hundreds of cities bidding for Amazon's HQ2. In equal but separate headquarters. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a few days ago, he said, we will give you $7 billion in tax breaks and incentives if you come to Jersey. So you have all these other cities that are saying, we will do anything to get your company, your jobs, your tax revenues to our city. And here's Seattle saying, screw you to Amazon. We will tax you because of your success. We will tax you because you represent capitalism, which the members of the Seattle City Council fundamentally despise. And the bottom line is, when this economy inevitably cycles down, watch how fast we become the next Detroit. When we build all of these wacky ideas that have no basis in reality on these unrealistically and unsustainably good times, watch and see how far and how fast business sprints out of here when they don't have a records-breaking economy propping up all the craziness of this region.
You're not fired up about this.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
I mean,
it's insane.
Businesses, be they small, medium, large, they are the economic engine of every economy. They're the job creators. They are the tax providers, and the members of the Seattle City Council, and a lot of people on the King County Council, they look at them as the enemy, as the adversary. It's outrageous.
You know, and that goes right. I couldn't agree more. But also the thing that nobody thinks about, it's this nameless big, we're anti-big corporation. They pass these regulations, right, against business. And everybody forgets that the Amazons of the world, the Boeings of the world, we've seen this. We've seen them moving out, right? They can move and it doesn't impact their business at all. But the small businesses who everybody says that they care about, right? They got to play by the same rules too. And they're the ones that end up getting hammered.
Well, for every person that Amazon or Boeing employs, there are probably 2.5 people in the service industry and support industry that's employed. So they have really long coattails. And yeah, if you chase these companies out of town, and look, Amazon's going to pull out of Seattle. They can say all they want that, no, there's going to be a second and equal headquarters.
But
and
why?
Amazon is at its very cellular level about efficiency.
Right.
And there's nothing efficiency about two headquarters. It's just the beginning of the end of them saying, we're done with all of this Seattle socialist nonsense around here.
Yeah, 1 foot out the door.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen it with Boeing, and we've seen it just in our business, just increased regulations that we have to adhere to. It's not as bad as if we were a construction company or even a company like Amazon, but just the cost of doing business in this state just keeps going up and up and up and up. And the other thing I love to hear you talk about is watching backdoor. They're still working on this whole income tax thing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's absolutely against the state constitution, but our attorney general won't fight it because he's afraid that would hurt his political climb to the governor's mansion someday. Housing prices the cost of government built into our local housing prices. Housing prices are not about supply and demand.
Nope.
Housing prices are about an artificially reduced supply and unbelievable government regulation. I was reading a study. The University of Washington did a study. Syracuse did a similar study years ago, that if you take Seattle versus other similarly sized cities, Atlanta, Miami, all of them have some cost of government built into the housing prices. Seattle's housing prices are about 33% higher than similarly sized cities because of excess government over and above what these other cities' government impose. So a house in Atlanta that might be $600,000, it's going to be $800,000 in Seattle because of all the excess government regulation. And of course, that's reflected in rental prices around here as well. And then you have all these politicians, these moron politicians, who say they care about the middle class, they care about the working class, and yet they embrace ideals that make housing prices impossible for anybody in the working class to attain. So, yeah, it's very frustrating to see. But this is what happens when you have politicians who have never worked a day in their life in the private sector. They have been nothing but government toadies from the day they graduate college and started campaigning for somebody. And they have no clue what life is like in the private real world.
Yeah, no, I know. I love listening to you rant about this because it's so spot on. Now, while you're here.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you to endorse. We don't endorse products. We don't endorse investments.
Can't Although do that I do end. Like that Diet Coke.
Yeah. Oh. But that's here what we're going to tell people about. Yeah. So anyway, we do a segment on the show. You and I have spent a lot of time looking into this. Do a segment on the show called The Dirtiest Word in Investing. There is a fear out there, and people look down their nose at me when I bring up The Dirtiest Word in Investing, annuity, right? And we've talked a lot about it, this show, about how there are many different kinds. And we're not talking about the kind you put your money in there and get income. And there's a lot of bad products out there. We do talk about the kind, though, that you and I have spent a lot of time going over. These kinds of annuities that give you 50, 60% of the upside in the market. Nationwide just came out with a product that gives you 60% of the upside in the S&P 500. Okay, I'm not endorsing it, just saying that's what came out. Okay, we have tried to sit there and use that as a bond replacement. One of the things that nobody's focused on with this market going parabolic is interest rates are rising. For the conservative investors out there that are worried about the same thing, you and I are, valuations and this being close to the top of the cycle, all that kind of stuff, they're sitting in bonds because that's what you've always done in the past.
Yeah.
I'm trying to warn people, if you are sitting there in bonds, if bonds are making up a big part of your portfolio, that could be the secret killer of your portfolio. As a matter of fact, it's happening right now. It's killing your performance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to lose in bonds.
Well, I recall that's maybe the first conversation you and I ever had.
Right.
And like you said, without endorsing them, but I'm intrigued by, and I keep my eyes open, I keep my ears open. I was reading a book by Tony Robbins, Money Mastering the Game, where he interviewed many of the best professionals in the world, hedge fund managers, guys like Ray Dalio. And he talked about these annuities. And I thought, well, that's a coincidence. I just read about this in a book. Zach's talking about them. And it's intriguing because you can limit your downside. There's upside potential. And I would just say to everybody, myself included, these are not times to close yourself off to anything.
Right.
And if you have reasonable advisors out there, there's no reason to, just because something didn't make sense 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, to say that forevermore it'll never make sense. And this is a good time when things are as crazy and as volatile and as, you know, just the level of unsustainability, in my view. People need to at least be open-minded, and that's where I think they should talk to you about some of those strategies and see if it makes sense for them.
Yeah, and it's not snake oil.
Yeah.
You know, I try to tell people, look, it's out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of credible people who are talking about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, these are the kind of products that are make you 5, maybe 6.5% in that range. But when but they're going to guarantee you against downside risk. They don't have fees, no fees at all. And you compare that to the average bond portfolio these days, and it's just not even close.
Yeah,
you know?
I know you got that, some more details in your 12-page booklet, Common Sense Investing, right?
That was good.
Yeah. How about that?
See, this is why he's the pro.
Plug right there.
That is a plug. Yeah. Yes, you can learn about these products in our book that Dory talks about on the air all the time. And we're just about out of time. I referred to you as a special guest again. I'm not giving that up.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Whatever you want me to be.
Oh, man. All right, Dory. Well, thanks.
Zach. Good talks. Yeah, good show. Nice
All right.
job.
Go Hawks. Make sure they win for us this weekend, would you?
Done.
All righty. Thanks for joining us, sir. And we'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
You guys. Yeah, Nicole,
there's no answer. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. If you guys just missed the last segment, I love having Dory on. Man, he makes us look easy. I got to tell you, sitting behind a mic, gotten more comfortable now as you've been doing it for a while. But man, those guys make it look easy. Anyway, if you missed the segment, go to knowyourriskradio.com, hop onto our website, and then go to our Apple iTunes page. And you will be able to listen to the previous segment that we did with Dory. And I love his take on the whole Seattle thing, right? It's KTTH, so I know a lot of the listeners out there agree in lockstep, but Dory's just been on this thing from the beginning. But anyway, one of the other things that Dory and I talked about, and this is the, guys, look, this is the thing I get the most questions about, because if you listen to the show before, we're not telling you to buy mutual funds and sit on it. We get into the actual economics, the finance of it, the portfolio management side of it. And the thing I get the most questions about is the dirtiest word in finance. And I'm just going to say it like I do, annuity, right? And don't turn the radio off. Hear me out. Have an open mind. We have been trained to believe that that is a dirty word. As a matter of fact, I have trained people to believe that's a dirty word. I have railed against these products. All right. But I got to admit, the reason I railed against them is because I didn't know that a certain segment of them called a fixed indexed annuity existed. I know immediately when I say that, there's going to be a credibility issue. If my whole goal was to round up more clients, I wouldn't talk about annuities. Do you know why? Because all the stats have shown industry-wide that the easiest way to get clients is stocks and bonds and to rail against things like annuities. And there's a reason for that. We talked about this. When interest rates were normal, it made no sense. It was completely irrational to go buy a high-fee product like an annuity or a IUL or all these other insurance-type products and average maybe 4%, maybe 5.5%. When you could pay a fraction of the price and go buy a 10-year U.S. Treasury like you could in 2004, 2005, not that long ago, that paid 6.5%. The reason you buy the annuity or the insurance product is safety. There is no safer investment. Okay, now, I don't want to get into the inflation and debt discussion, but I'm just saying in terms of the current financial world we live in, there is no safer investment than a United States government bond. Now, that won't always be the case. But what I can tell you is if you've got to worry about solvency issues with the United States government, the insurance companies that are domiciled here in the United States, they're not going to be safer bets, okay? So when people went for the insurance products or the insurance agent sold out of fear, oh, you got to do this, this is guaranteed against loss, it was a joke. We were laughing about it, just sitting there going, look, the most, you know, by far, the most liquid, safest asset in the world is U.S. government bonds, and they're going to pay you 1.5% more. So you're safer and making more money. right? Risk management. Now things have changed. We've got the lowest interest rates in human history going back as far as 5,000 years. Yes, I said 5,000 years. If you think that's insane, go back, and I'm not sure what segment it is, but we've got almost 210 segments up there, but we've talked about how we know they're the lowest interest rates in 5,000 years. Now remember, interest rates and bonds have an inverse relationship. Okay, so as the lower interest rates go, the higher bond valuations go. Okay, if you own a bond, the value of the bond goes up. It doesn't pay you more interest, but the value of the bond goes up. Okay, well, interest rates hit zero, guys. We're out of runway. Okay, and as this market is rocketing higher, as would be expected, rates are going up. Fed's starting to talk about raising rates. Bond valuations are dropping. Okay, so now the safe part of your portfolio is costing you money. This is why we started pivoting 5 years ago to these products. Again, I know it's a dirty word, but look into them. Call us. You just listen to Dory. He's got a Dory's not, you know, he's not going to sit there and endorse something, or, you know, and I'm not saying he endorsed a product, but because he didn't. Everybody's different. There's a lot of different products out there, but you need to take a look at these guys. I run into people. I was having a conversation with a client or a prospect that's talking to us right now, talking about becoming a client, that is all worried about the market, and he's got 20% of his money in stocks, and he's got 80% of his money in bonds. And before I got into the show today, before I got in the studio, I was having a conversation with him, and I said, look, I'm not going to beat you over the head with this. What I am telling you right now is if you go into this product, you're sitting there trying to time it because you've got your 25% in the stock market and you don't want to quote unquote move to safety before this runs over. But I said, stop. This quote unquote move to safety is going to make you more money. 80% of your portfolio is making 1.5% to 2%. Some of these fixed index products, I kid you not, they've had double digit growth over the last 2 years because they're indexed to the stock market. Nationwide, you guys trust Nationwide? They got a product right now that gives 60% of the upside in the stock market and guarantees you against loss and has no annual fees. It's Nationwide. You think they're lying? You think Dory's lying? You need to take a look at these products, especially if you're worried about the markets. And look, guys, anytime markets get this hot, I'm not predicting a crash. You've heard me say all the time, we're not going to lower our, we're going to batten down the hatches and we're going to get more conservative as the market keeps going up. But we're not going to try to time things. We're not going to pull money out of the market. But the easiest thing that every investor out there can do right now is find an alternative for bonds. Because I'll tell you what, it's a two-way street, guys. If the market keeps going up, rates are going to go up with it and your bonds are going to get pounded. And what the majority of investors are going to do is that as those bonds start losing money, they're going to sell them. What are they going to do with it? They're going to push into stock. I run into that all the time. Yeah, Zach, you know, I've heard you rail against bonds, and that's why we've got 80% of our money in the stock market. Whoa, hold on. Are we managing risk? How much can you afford to lose in a downturn? When are you retiring? How much income do you need? Have you had these conversations? Look, at 80% exposure to the market feels great when it's going up, guys. But remember 08, 09. I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but it can. Remember 1987, 21% down in a single day. I'm not saying it's going to happen again, but it can. Right? You've seen these things happen several times over the last two decades. Learn from that. Step back, take a deep breath, and realize there are other ways. This is a bizarre environment. You've got real estate, bonds, stocks, everything at all-time highs. We're making money. Greed indicators are all-time highs. And listen, it's getting driven by the central banks. It can keep going higher. But that doesn't mean that we do what everybody, we're in there. And don't be one of those, well, Zach, I'm disciplined. I'm sticking to it. Great. What are you disciplined to? Right? Do you have a plan? Is there a goal in mind? Well, my financial advisor told me, no. If we don't have a plan, if we don't know what we're planning for, when we're planning for it, how much income we need, that's not disciplined. That's theoretical. Right? And here's the deal. Discipline like that lasts as long as the trend keeps going up. Because the minute the stocks start moving against people like that, guess what they do? They sell. Right? After they're already down 20 or 30%. And everybody thinks they timed the top. Everybody thinks they're going to get it right. And in reality, very few do, because you can't time markets. And I am here to tell you right now, I have yet to meet a client that would not benefit from having a portion, maybe it's just 10, maybe it's 20, on average it's 20-30% of your portfolio in one of these fixed products. Guys, it is going to help your gains. It's going to give you more upside, you know, lift. It's going to give you more exposure to stocks. It's just going to do it in a way that costs you no fees. And it's going to do it in a way that insures you against loss. So it's like a bond fund. You're not going to triple your money in 2 years, but you're going to make a good, nice return. You know, these things over the last 20 years have averaged, and look, a lot of it depends on the products, but anywhere from 4.5%, 6%, some as high as 6.5%. You know, attractive returns in this world when you consider there's no risk. And I'm not an annuity salesman. Don't get it confused. I'm just telling you that everybody is so skeptical against these products, yet they've got all their money in stock and bonds. And I'm sitting there going, why aren't you skeptical about bonds? You're making less than the inflation rate and you've got record highs in bonds. Interest rates can't go any lower. So if the market keeps going up, which is why you're invested in stocks, you're believing in that, your bonds aren't a safe bet anymore. They're going to lose money and they could lose a lot. And I've seen it. It's such a bummer. You got people that have 65, 70% exposure to the stock market. They should be making a lot of money, but their gains are being pulled down by the money they're losing in bonds as interest rates rise. Okay, my rant's done. I'm just telling you, don't be closed-minded like Dory said. I'm not the only guy talking about it. Are there other people out there railing against it? Of course. You know why? Because it doesn't fit their business model. Most of these guys learn a model and they preach it no matter what, because a lot of them really don't even understand finance and markets. They just preach a model and they're salesmen. They've never bought and sold stocks. They've never put together a portfolio. They've never balanced risk. They don't even know what a Sharpe ratio is. And that's one of the reasons I have guys like Mark Yusko, look, we had last week on, who manages $3 billion, and Raul Paul and Dory sitting here. You know, I'm a voice on the radio. I get that. But listen to those guys. We're not making this up. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Make sure that you're maximizing your potential. Are you taking too much risk and not getting reward for it? Are you one of those investors that's really scared about a market crash, so you're sitting in 80%, 90% bonds and cash and all that kind of? If you are, guys, I'm just telling you, there's a safer, better way to make to have better returns, to pay less in fees. It's real. It's not snake oil. I deal with that all the time and it drives me crazy. I'm sitting there going, look, if this was snake oil and I was trying to pitch you a deal, A, Dory wouldn't be backing it up. And B, I wouldn't be sitting on the radio talking about it. It's one of the greatest misunderstood things in finance today and it's driving me crazy. Anyway, thanks for letting me get on my soapbox. I appreciate it. But as always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and we'll walk you right through it. I'm going to show it to you. I'll just point you to Nationwide's website. I'll go have you look at it yourself. And I'll tell you how it works. And I'll tell you how we incorporate that into a portfolio to lower your cost and lower your risk and increase your upside. This is not getting safe. This is not sticking money under the mattress. This is smart. This is more upside with less risk. Risk management. Know Your Risk Radio. That's what it's about. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, listen to other segments we've got. And you can call and get one of those booklets we talk about that explain this, explain the problems we see in the economy and how that product, that fixed indexed annuity, that dirtiest word in investment, it's not everything. We're not saying sell all your stocks or sell. I'm not even saying sell all your bonds. What I am saying is in this environment, the vast majority of you out there would benefit from having this as a part of your portfolio. It's going to lower your risk, lower your fees, increase your upside potential. So anyway, we got to run. I've run over on this segment. Can't get me off my soapbox once I get on it. Thanks, as always, for listening. Go Hawks. Go Dogs. I think both are playing this weekend. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.